From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Ceasefire in Syria. A ceasefire deal for southern Syria has gone into effect. The de-escalation deal between government forces and rebel groups in the southwest began Sunday at noon. The agreement was announced Thursday after a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. It is the first initiative by the Trump administration in collaboration with Russia to bring some stability to war-torn Syria. President Trump said Sunday that he twice strongly pressed President Putin about Russia's meddling in last year's U.S. election. He said it's time to move on, as Mr. Putin vehemently denied the allegations. The comments came in a string of Twitter posts in which Mr. Trump also said he and the Russian leader discussed forming a, quote, cybersecurity unit. One of the things the unit will address? Election hacking. Some in the president's party already responding, like Senator Marco Rubio. He released a statement on Twitter as well, saying, quote, partnering with Putin on a cybersecurity unit is akin to partnering with Assad on a chemical weapons unit. Iraq has declared victory over the Islamic State as its army fully retook the city of Mosul. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office released a statement Sunday saying he has arrived in the liberated city and congratulated the fighters and people on the victory. Al-Abadi was seen in video greeting military personnel as service members danced in the streets and waved the Iraqi flag. Iraqi officials predicted the defeat of IS several times over the past week as forces confined the militants to a small area of Old Mosul along the Tigris. This is VOA News. As President Trump took to Twitter on Sunday morning, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said in Kyiv that Russian interference in the November election remains an impediment to better relations between the two countries.
In the past, I don't know that we will ever come to an agreement, obviously, with our Russian counterparts on that. I think the important thing is, how do we assure this doesn't happen again?
Tillerson also spoke alongside Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko after the two met to discuss ways to help end the conflict in the east. During his first official visit to Kyiv, Tillerson said that the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate violence in eastern Ukraine.
We also think it's very important that we seek the safety and the security of all Ukrainian citizens, regardless of their ethnicity, their nationality, or their religion. This is a fundamental element to Ukraine's sovereignty as well, and the protection of all Ukrainian citizens. I think as long as the parties commit themselves to these goals, I am confident that we can make progress.
Tillerson is referring to the Minsk agreements, a ceasefire deal that Moscow and Kyiv agreed to in 2015. The Chinese hospital treating ailing Nobel Peace laureate Liu Xiaobo said two physicians from Western countries visited him and have approved of the treatment he is receiving. More from VOA's Tom Turco.
The 61-year-old Liu was sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2009 for his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China before being transferred to a hospital in the northeastern city of Shenyang for treatment of terminal liver cancer. Number One Teaching Hospital of the China Medical Sciences University said it invited the doctors, one from the U.S. and the other from Germany, to help with Liu's treatment. The hospital identified the doctors as Joseph Herman of the MD Anderson Cancer Center in the U.S. and Marcus Buckler of Germany's University of Heidelberg.
In another report, VOA's Phil Mercer has more on the world's largest lithium-ion battery, which will be installed in South Australia.
The 100-megawatt battery will put South Australia at the forefront of global energy storage technology, according to the authorities. They hope the project will stabilize a shaky electricity network, which suffered a statewide blackout last September. The system also couldn't cope with huge demand during a summer heatwave, and there were more power cuts. Jay Wetherill is the South Australian state premier.
Tesla says the project will produce enough electricity for 30,000 homes. I'm Liz Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.